So this is the first time the NDP is appearing to stall a little bit in their momentum, huh?
Yeah, depending on whose polls you're watching, they've either been well in the lead lately, or at least nicely in the lead, if you can put it that way. And if you think just about Abacus, the company whose poll we're looking at this morning, Abacus has had them rising in the polls since February, and you know, quite smartly since May. So what we've got here is the NDP just notching down a little, but enough that it really looks almost like a tied three-way race at this point.
But yet, particularly in Ontario, they're slipping.
Yeah, that is the darkest part of this poll result for the NDP, I would think. Over the last 2 weeks, Abacus has them down 6 percentage points in Ontario, which is has to be a really worrying drop. You know, more than 120 seats in the province scattered around very different regions, but it definitely puts the NDP in a position where they have a lot of ground to make up in the place where there's, you know, the most at stake.
Where else are they dropping?
They've dropped a little bit in other places. They've even dropped a little bit in Quebec, where you know, Mulcair's home turf, where they, but the interesting thing about Quebec is they can afford to drop a bit there. It probably doesn't cost them any seats. They're so far in the lead in Quebec. Even in BC, where they've edged down a little bit, it doesn't take them out of contention in the seats in the province where they would be expected to put up a good fight. In Ontario, though, dropping 6 points, that takes them from winning seats and being competitive in seats to being out of the race in some places. So they just can't afford that kind of a gap to open up between them and the Liberals and Tories.
Now, everybody's trying to figure out whether or not there's been any impact of the Duffy trial and the revelations on the Conservative support. What does this poll indicate?
Well, I was talking to David Coletto, the CEO of Abacus, and he thinks the Conservatives would look at the poll and have a sort of a two-part reaction. The first part would be, hey, look at this. People asked about the Duffy trial news, suggested that it hadn't really affected their voting intent yet. They hadn't actually, not many people had actually decided, well, I'm not voting anymore for the Tories. On the other hand, if you drill a little bit deeper, Coletto points out that among what he calls soft Tory supporters, so these are people who haven't yet decided to vote Conservative but say they're open to it, about 15% of those voters say that it's made them less likely to vote Conservative. And that's problematic, because there we're not looking at, you know, likely Liberal or NDP voters. We're looking at people who would have been in that pool of voters that Harper was hoping to attract in the next rest of the campaign. And 15%, not a negligible percentage of them, more than one in 10, are saying, nah, this is tipping me in another direction.
And the Liberals are the beneficiaries so far, huh?
Yeah, well, the Liberals, this is so interesting, you know, because this poll was taken on the actual polling was done on August 26th to 28th. Now, that's an interesting little three-day stretch, because on the 27th of August, if you're following here, Justin Trudeau dropped this bombshell on the campaign trail that he would run deficits for 3 years. So these numbers show the Liberals notching up and looking competitive, and especially looking competitive in Ontario, more than competitive in Ontario, even before he had sort of taken what has to be one of the bigger sort of gambles of the campaign, maybe the biggest he'll take, which is distinguishing himself from the other two parties by saying, I'm okay with running deficits for 3 years. So interesting, and probably that announcement hadn't yet rippled out enough to affect people's decisions, and yet the Liberals were looking okay in this poll. So how to interpret that? You know, does that mean that they were already picking up a bit and they're likely to solidify some support, or did they risk losing support with that announcement? Obviously, we'll have to wait for the next batch of polls to figure that out.